Welcome to the Business Buyer Diaries. My name is Nathan Platter. I'm a full-time employee, and I bought a business. I did everything right, from finding the deal, handling all the due diligence on 63 opportunities, and ultimately bought a profitable gym. And boy, was I in for a big surprise as a new owner. I chronicled everything in real time, including the biggest wins to the stressful nights at 2 a.m. I'm sharing my journey without sugarcoating anything, so you don't make the same mistakes that I did. Here's today's episode.
Well, that last night was rough. I was up at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and 3 o'clock in the morning. Then my kiddos woke up at 6 because they had to go to the bathroom. And then they're had an owie at 6:15, so they wanted some love there. And then at 6:30, their light turned green for the morning, so now they're awake for the morning. But no, I was tossing and turning a lot. I'm still trying to figure out how to label it, but I know this is the direction my life needs to be going: business ownership, leading people, developing systems, implementing sales and marketing, expanding positive influence, making a tangible impact on people's personal lives. And when you have a rough month like yesterday, when you have a rough month like that, it's easy to get tunnel vision to think this is forever. This is normal. This is always going to be this. And that's not the case. The first month, there's a lot of things that are going to be one-time expenses for the year. There is zero marketing for like the month leading up to everything. So there were no leads for probably the first 3 weeks, which is abnormal. Now we're getting like 2 leads a day, which is where it should be. And everyone's figuring out the new operating system. The new operating system. But when you're subconscious and you're asleep, your mind and your body don't know what's reality and what's going on beneath the surface. And so when you're thinking, oh, this is the end, this is fatal, this is rough, it's easy to think like this is going to be a big issue and like everything was a bad idea. And that's not the case. It's the first month. And I'm learning in the middle of the night. I need to learn how to pray. And so I'm waking up and they're saying like, no, this is the thought that I'm having. This is what I'm thinking in my head. This is why it's not true. This is exactly what is not true. And what is true? Well, the truth is, this is an exciting opportunity. The team is great. The systems are in place. The members are outstanding. I couldn't ask for a better membership base. I've got instructors that love to be there. We've got a local presence. And we've got people that love the brand more than they love the owner. And I think that's been the case for a while. And it's now people having to realize that that's what they really love about Pharos. It's the brand. It's the membership dynamic. It's the folks that are in the weeds day to day. It's the folks that are doing workouts day in and day out. And just happen to be an owner right now. And so battling subconscious thoughts. I'm realizing, like, what am I feeding my own brain so that in the middle of the night, my subconscious or my soul or whatever is attacking me on, this is a bad idea. You're going to go bankrupt. You're going to lose the house. You're lucky you have a day job so that you can not die as quickly owning a business. Like, those thoughts are just rubbish. Those are not real. Those are lies. Those are thoughts that invade. And I'm learning to identify this is what I'm hearing. So I'm thinking, this is what is not true about it. This is why it's a lie. And then replacing it with this is the truth out of the situation. And that's a muscle I haven't had to develop in a while. And so it's a pretty weak muscle right now. But we're learning to rebuild it more and more. That's where we're at. Today is instructor training. Calm, cool, and collected. Starting off with a little bit of scripture as well as restating what our location core values are. I don't think people have heard them out loud, and so they'll hear them for the first time today. It'll be good.
This has been another episode of the Business Buyer Diaries. Subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. I hope you're realizing that business ownership is no cakewalk. Check the podcast notes for a link to the DIY due diligence program, the complete list of show sponsors, and for media inquiries. Music written and composed by Wes Schrock. I'm your host, Nathan Platter. Join me again on the next one.